This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. He was speaking at the concluding ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee Year of the Janata Sahakari Bank Pune in Pune today. Mr. Shah said that similarly an umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of financial difficulties. He said the umbrella organization will work to strengthen all the cooperative banks. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, State Minister of Higher and Technical Education Chandrakant Patil and other dignitaries were present on the occasion.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam from tomorrow. He will lay the foundation stone of Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district, Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. The cancer hospital will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients and will be equipped with state-of-the-art machines and have specialist doctors. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the 2-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honor at Mauritius' 57th National Day celebrations next month. Making the announcement in Parliament, Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Ram Gulam termed it as a great privilege for Mauritius to host such a distinguished figure. Highlighting the honour of hosting Prime Minister Modi, Mauritius Prime Minister stressed on the strong and enduring relationship between the two countries.
Following my invitation, His Excellency Sri Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, has kindly agreed to be the guest of honour for our National Day celebrations. It is indeed a privilege for our country to host such a distinguished personality who is doing us this honour. In spite of his very tight schedule and in spite of his recent visits to Paris and the United States, he has agreed to be here as our special guest.
Mauritius commemorates its National Day on the 12th of March each year, marking the anniversary of its independence from British rule in 1968. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live stream on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela began in New Delhi today, showcasing latest seed varieties and technologies in the agriculture sector to farmers, students and other stakeholders. The theme of the 3-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said, the government is continuously working in the field of agriculture to make India a developed nation by 2047. Over 1,500 nominations were received for Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration 2024. The awards aim to recognize the contribution of civil servants in under 3 categories. The categories are Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program and Innovations. A total of 5 awards will be conferred in the Holistic Development of Districts and Aspirational Blocks Program categories. Besides, 6 awards will be conferred in the Innovation category. The Minister of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said 710 districts have registered for participation for the awards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will confer the award on the occasion of Civil Services Day on the 21st of April in New Delhi. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, a Group B match between Australia and England is underway at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Australia have won the toss and elected to field. England were 224 for 4 in 35 overs when reports last came in. In athletics, Gulveer Singh scripted history by making an Asian record in the men's 5,000-meter indoor race at the BU Terrier DMR Challenge in Boston. And that is the end of this news bulletin.